For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This evening.
Some NFL draft news from over the weekend that I thought was intriguing. Jackson Dart is no longer going to go to the NFL draft. He had initially said he would be there after getting an invite. That was his plan. But the 6'2" quarterback from Ole Miss by way of USC has pulled his name. He's not going to attend the event. Coming off a year where he led the SEC conference in completion percentage, 69%, threw for 4,300 yards, 10.8 yards per attempt. I mean, he led the SEC in almost every passing category. Yep. There was some speculation maybe that he goes in the first round. In fact, right now this moment, the over-under on quarterbacks in round one is 2.5. Because you know Cam Ward's going 1-1, the Miami Hurricane. He's going to go at the top of the board. The second quarterback, who's almost certainly going in the first round, is Shedeur Sanders out of Colorado. We just don't know where. Could it be New Orleans at 9? Could it be Pittsburgh at 21? But the third guy, if there is one, the pendulum swinger for the win or loss of a bet on 2.5 as an over-under at quarterback, is Jackson Dart. I know you've made a lot out of the fact that Shedeur Sanders was
Jalen Milroe
has been listed as possibly going to the draft and was invited to the draft and says he's going to go. I've never thought that that was important, honestly. I don't think the league cares that much about that. They just want to get as much out of marketing Jalen Milroe for those couple of days as possible. But I'd imagine then this means that you think that Jackson Dart's getting bad news going the other direction.
Yeah, if you put stock in it, which I just keep asking the question about Milroe because that just seems so out of place because there's not any first-round momentum for him nearly anywhere. Only a couple guys speculating, hey, maybe someone does the Lamar Jackson plan, a.k.a. trade back into the first round at 29, 30, 31, 32, or something like that, just to get that extra year. But Dart had some momentum. I mean, this morning on one of the Shouty shows on ESPN, they had an analyst on talking about Pittsburgh at 21 as a distinct possibility. And they're laying in the weeds as someone. Let's say Sanders goes and they don't want to trade up for him.
Yep.
Right? They actually tend to, I think, you know, according to this guy, they actually like him based on, you know, whatever he was hearing.
I know everybody's got a mock. So when I reference one, it's one of the main guys, right?
Sure.
It's not just some random thing I saw from someone I hadn't heard of. Mm-hmm. But there are actually draft experts at the major networks who have suggested Dart could go over Shedeur Sanders. That it's possible that the second quarterback to go, like maybe it would stun everyone, but the Saints, as an example, could keep him in the Southeast, and they could take him, or to your point, Pittsburgh, like even with Shedeur still there, possibly could take Jackson Dart. So it's odd to me, if that is the case, and we're hearing those things still, those rumblings, that he would not attend the event, if you think that those two things are related. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm just not a believer in going to the event meaning anything. I think it's a cool opportunity. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I think people sleep, too, on how much these guys are wined and dined for the week leading up to it. Like, I was there covering Robert Griffin's every move in 2012 on the beat before the Washington drafted him. Do you know how many things he did and, like, cool opportunities he had between Super Bowl parties and concerts? And he was at Subway doing something because he was
Tonight Show this, Letterman that.
Yeah, so why not just go have fun and make the most out of the most fun, enjoyable 72 hours of your life.
There's something to that. I mean, again, the only part that I think of is that, I don't have a better word for it, but that Aaron Rodgers treatment, right, where you're sitting there for hours and hours and hours and then maybe don't get picked at all in the green room, and then it's that, like, you know, reality show, zoom in on you, you're making the Jim from the Office expression, pretending to be on the phone with nobody, whatever, potential awkwardness. But you're right, there's a whole production around, there's a whole week of, you're the belle of the ball, both for the league and, you know, getting a chance to go and, do some pretty cool stuff. So I think there's probably something to that.
Some of the strengths on the scouting report for Jackson Dart, considered a second or third overall quarterback in this class, depending on where you're looking. Processes information pretty well. I think there's some thought that he reads defense as well, although he struggled some with zone. Situational decision-making, third downs, getting the ball out quickly, pre-snap decisiveness, all those things get graded pretty well. Throws with adequate accuracy, drive velocity between the hashes. Some of the things that have been considered a weakness, and I think this is very coachable and very normal. Lazy footwork is what you'll see in some scouting.
There's
reports.
That one throw, just trying to interrupt you, that went viral from the combine. I don't know if you know the one I'm talking about.
Of course.
If you search Jackson Dart Combine, this is going to come up, where it looks like my feet after I've worked out and I can't move, didn't get swung around at all, missed his receiver by 15 yards. No defenders in sight, by the way, just ground. And you just go, oh, God, that's cringeworthy. That's the knock.
Also, arm strength is a bit of a question. Mm-hmm. I know Jake Gruden, when he watched him, and we're going to get him on a little later in the week to break a lot of these guys down, he actually liked Jackson Dart a lot. But I think plenty of former coaches and analysts have said that, you know, when he's going deep, his whole body has to get into it, and there might be some questions there. So it's eye of the beholder, but he's 6'2", 223. I don't want to say that's undersized. It's probably about average, but he's not a big guy. He's not statuesque in the pocket, but he is athletic and mobile, and I think he's going to be a nice player at the next level. The question is he a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Long-term starter or not, but he will not be at the NFL draft.
He reminds me a little bit of Colt McCoy, and I know that's an insult to a lot of people, but, you know, you're talking about a long-time pro, but just in terms of...
Well, that's true. I know why Jay likes him.
Well, yeah.
Jay loves Colt McCoy.
I was going to say, but you know, tough as nails. I mean, we'll stand in there knowing he's going to get his teeth rattled and deliver that football. There's something I think a lot of coaches certainly appreciate about that, but it's those deep ones where it's like, okay, the receiver's broken open. Here comes the windup. Here comes the crow hop. Just, you know, not that natural, this guy might be open, flick of the wrist that you see from some of these guys with that elite high-level arm strength. But there's stuff to like there, certainly, from Dart.
Another quarterback who was in the news this weekend is Sam Howell.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Howell is possibly on his way out of Seattle already. How about this? Third and fifth round selections were given up to Washington for a fourth and a sixth, right? So it was basically pick swaps. Washington went from the early fourth into the late third, and from the early sixth into the back end of the fifth.
Mm-hmm.
moving up in two different selections for Sam Howell, who they had no use for after they drafted Jaden Daniels. I mean, it was, well, with them about to draft Jaden Daniels, I guess I should say.
Right, right, right.
They had the number two pick. They knew who they were taking at that time, even though we didn't. But they got really, really good value for Howell. Seattle at that time, if you remember, the talk was they think he's a starter. They think they could be getting their quarterback of the future. Fast forward a year now, he barely played because Geno Smith was the starter, but they went and paid Sam Darnold a bunch of money. So they brought in Drew Lock. Howell is now competing for the number two job, could be the third quarterback, and the report this week is they're looking to unload him. What a great job by Adam Peters to move up twice into the third and into the fifth with those basically, I'm calling them pick swaps because he just gave up two picks for two picks and went up around each time. But for a guy that, if he was still here, would maybe be your third quarterback. You got to unload at the right time, and he certainly did with Howell.
Which is, again, we said so at the time. I don't think we realized the depth of it, to your point here. What they've done previously is just torpedo any asset, the value of any player that they ever had when it came to trade time. It was like, okay, now that we put you through the ringer, we've spent time insulting you, we're alienating you, we're making it untenable so that you can't come back. Now we'll look to trade you. See Cousins, see Trent Williams, see whatever. And this was striking while the iron's hot. No one's saying that they got three first-rounders out of the deal or some sort of, you know, Griffin-esque haul, but the fact that you're able to get something for a guy that a team is already ready to move on from after a really short, small sample kind of tells you they did pretty well.
I think that that's one of the most important things as an executive that you can do is be able to properly self-evaluate and knowing, think about this, it's relatable to most of us, like with a home. When is the right time to pounce on the market?
Mm-hmm.
You could have absolutely kept Sam Howell in the organization because he proved he can play a little bit. Most teams are not in the business of moving on from quarterbacks who just threw for close to 4,000 yards or 20 touchdowns. But you knew, I got a veteran backup who's going to provide everything that we need in terms of Marcus Mariota. I've got my long-term answer, my franchise quarterback coming in here at pick two, whether that's Daniels or Drake May. And there are still teams that think there's enough upside with Howell that they could sell him, so it's time.
Mm-hmm.
What a win.
Yep.
I wonder what Seattle would get for him right now if they traded him.
Not a ton. I mean, wouldn't anticipate. Would you?
Could you get a sixth? I doubt it, but I guess it's possible.
Yeah, maybe like a conditional sixth or similar pick swap, something like that.
How about this, though? Is Sam Howell worse than Mason Rudolph, who right now is the starter for a potential playoff team in Pittsburgh?
I think you could switch the nameplates and you'd get the...
Do you think Mason Rudolph's as good as him?
Yeah.
See, I would take Howell over Rudolph, but I get your point. What I'm saying is, though, if someone gets left holding the bag, whether that's New Orleans or Pittsburgh, and it doesn't fall their way and they don't get the veteran quarterback,
right,
or maybe a Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy right now. McCarthy, remember, we don't know what his knee situation is. We don't know how healthy he is or how he's looked all offseason. If they're not convinced and they're looking into the veteran market, but they don't want to pay the $20 million of Cousins' contract to bring him back, or you know they don't want to trade for some other veteran like a Marcus Mariota or whatever, maybe you could just flip a future sixth or seventh or something and bring in Sam Howell, and maybe that's a shot to get someone who could play passable for weeks at a time.
Yeah, to me, this is no longer the are you in the market for a flyer on a starter. He's taken himself out of that, right? Both by his play in Washington and then his brief time in Seattle, where if they're already ready to move on, you're not buying it, to your point, at the height of the marketplace. or you're not selling at the height of the marketplace for Sam Howell. So to me, he's in that, you know, backup, maybe backup plus tier, right? Well, there's nothing wrong with it if you want him to play for a couple of games or come in relief for a game or two and sling it and throw a couple YOLO balls and see what happens, right? Throw it into quadruple coverage and hope that one of the defenders runs into one of the referees down there and maybe Curtis Samuel comes down with a catch. If you want someone to do that, he's available for you, right? But if you're picking him up to at one point be an answer for you, I think that ship has sailed.
40 minutes away from your next chance to win Caps tickets to Game 2 on Wednesday night. We're giving those away at 4:20 here on Grant and Danny, 20 minutes after the next hour. We've got the double play coming up next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And then we're blitzing around the Beltway. Remember, we are live today at City Tap House in Penn Quarter, just a few blocks away from Capital One Arena. We're actually giving away two tickets to tonight's game, raffle style. So as you come on out, come fill out your name, try to win the tickets via raffle to tonight's Caps game. We've got a pair for you that we're giving away on site at 5 o'clock. You got to be here to claim them and win. You are listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.